上个礼拜我回去之后就准备这个礼拜讲的信息。
Last Sunday, as I go back home and I prepare this Sunday sermon.
后来明理打电话给我，他说：“曾牧师，这个礼拜靠近感恩节。”
And then Marin called me and says, Pastor Chow, this week is closing to Thanksgiving.
你要讲什么题目？
What is the topic that you're going to talk about?
我就在想，圣经里面有没有哪只驴子会感恩的？
I was thinking where I can find it in the Bible.
You didn't explain it, huh? By the way, we welcome all the English worshippers this morning.
我们欢迎所有今天的英文崇拜的人。
If you seem to be lost in what we're talking about, because it was because last week you were not here.
如果你觉得你很失落的话，那表示说你的心不在这里。No. I'm sorry.
For a while, we were talking about the donkeys or the donkeys in the Bible.
有一阵子我们一直在谈到驴子跟圣经。
And while Marilyn was telling me, because Thanksgiving is approaching this week,
明理跟我讲说，因为感恩节来到了。
I was looking for a Bible story where the donkey was involved in praising.
那我就在找圣经当中有没有驴子跟感恩有关的故事。
The closest I could find, actually, I used a scripture last week already.
那最靠近的呢是上个礼拜所用的经节。
You remember how Saul was sent out to look for the asses his father's lost, has lost.
你记得扫罗？
对，去寻找驴子。
去寻找驴子。
And when he came back, he came across a few worshippers.
当他回来的时候，他遇到了一些敬拜的人。
But I guess the donkeys are not directly involved and didn't count.
但我想那只驴子并没有直接的在这件事件当中有关系。
If you can think of or find any illustration or instances in the Bible involving donkey praising, please tell me.
如果你在圣经当中能给找到任何驴子与感恩有关的事情的话，请告诉我。
所以现在呢，我就只好读诗篇100篇。
So I just have to use the Psalm 100.
这篇是实在是很好的诗篇，虽然跟驴子没有太多关系。
Even though this has nothing to do with the donkey, but this is a really good psalm.
请大家跟我一起来读好不好？诗篇第100篇。
Let's all read it together. Psalm 100.
还没开始那么快啊。
Not yet.
平常大家找圣经不太熟，诗篇100篇太熟了哈。好，我们一起来读称谢诗第100篇啊。
Let's all read Psalm 100.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，又是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。我想很多人会背，是不是？
Did most of you can memorize this?
会背的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you can memorize this.
虽然这首诗不是圣经中诗篇最短的一篇哈，但是很多人相当短，很多人会背，是不是会背的请举手好不好？
Anybody can memorize this song?
Esther 很勇敢，请你背一遍好吧？可以呀、啊，请背。那真的，这当然真的。
Esther can recite in Cantonese.
Yeah.
从天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当来侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他草场的羊，也是我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当清洁进入他的院，当赞美进，当清洁进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱传到永远，他的信实直到万代。
哎、Esther 在圣经上真的肯花功夫。
Esther really devote a lot of time and study Bible.
这是你最近背的还是从前背的？从前背的。
She had memorized this long before.
我记得很早以前我在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹们挑战希望大家一年读一遍圣经。
I remember that I had challenged the church a long time ago that hopefully the brother and sister can read through the Bible in a year.
据我了解 ，Esther 还在继续努力。
According to my understanding, Esther still are working on it.
如果有人要接受挑战的话，今天也是个机会啊！从今天开始，你们可以一年之内读完一遍圣经，读完有奖。
If you want to take the challenge, you can start it today. That you will read through the whole Bible in a year, and after that, you will get a prize.
事实上，这个挑战是 standing invitation， 每一个礼拜都可以。若是礼拜天你跟我讲，牧师，我从今天开始要读圣经，一年读完一遍，读完有奖。
Actually, this challenge is ongoing. You can start any Sunday.
至于奖是什么呢？要看我当时有多少钱啊。
As what's the award is, it depends on how much money I have at that time.
如果月底就差一点，月初就好一点。
It's the end of the month, it probably will be low.
第二这边我们看这篇诗篇啊，你读的时候，常常我们读诗篇呢，不是一个字一个字来读的。
Brother and sister, as we read the Psalms, we don't read it word by word.
因为你读诗的时候，整体的印象往往比诗本身更重要。
Because the whole picture of the Psalm is more important than the person.
而这个诗篇一百篇呢，是特别容易领会的。
And Psalm 100 especially is this case.
因为一开始他就告诉我们这是一篇称谢诗。
Because in the beginning, already told us that this is a thanksgiving song.
弟兄姊妹，你读的时候有没有觉得这个诗篇读完以后，你的灵非常高昂
？Do you have this feeling after you read the psalm and then your spirit is really high？
你有没有觉得非常喜乐
？You feel so joyful。
你会不会觉得说读完诗篇，我的心能够集中在神的身上？
After you read this psalm, that you can concentrate in the Lord.
而且这首诗读的时候，我觉得我的关系跟神也不一样。
And after I read this psalm, then I feel like my relationship with the Lord is different.
如果你是这样觉得，那完全正确。
If you do feel that way, then it is correct.
其实，赞美称谢就能够达成这个目的。
In fact, praise and giving thanks, the purpose is this.
所以这篇诗名字叫称谢诗，写得太对了。
So the name of the psalm is called Thanksgiving Song.
因为当我们称谢赞美神的时候，我们灵会被提升。
As we giving thanks to the Lord, our spirit will be lifted up.
我们的跟神的关系会改变。
And our relationship with the Lord will be changed.
我们的眼睛会放在神的身上，而离开自己许许多多软弱、痛苦、低沉、下沉的光景。
And our eyes will focus away from our weakness and focus onto the Lord.
所以我感谢神，圣经里面许多的教导我们要赞美神、称谢神、感谢他。
So I really feel thankful that the Bible really teaching us to how to give thanks to the Lord.
当我们这样做的时候，神的工作，圣灵就会带给我们诸般的喜乐。
As we doing this, then God's Spirit will bring us a lot of joyfulness.
所以我说，我们读诗的时候，读诗篇的时候，读的整体的印象是非常重要的。
So I said that as we read the psalm, we have to focus on the whole picture.
那么现在接下来我就跟大家，我们一起来分享看这篇诗它里面的内容为什么这么能激励我们。
Let's let's share this content and see how it can really stimulate our spirit.
虽然这篇诗只有五节，但是我还是要把它分成三段。
Even though this song only have five verses, but I'm going to break it to three paragraphs.
第一节最短，但是也是一个非常强烈的开始。
Verse one is very short, but it has a very strong beginning.
第二节、第三节成为一段。
Verse two and three is one paragraph.
最后两节又是一段。
And then the fourth and the fifth verse.
那么在第一节里面讲什么呢？
What it says in the verse 1?
他说普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
这句话可以说是一个命令式祈求句 imperative.
This is an imperative.
他的意思就是说做事的人里面有个强烈的愿望愿意告诉别人这些事情。
This is that there's a very strong desire in the poetist that he wants to
tell people. 他要向世人宣告说是普天下应当向耶和华欢呼。
He wants to proclaim and say that all the earth should shout for joy to the Lord.
他也巴不得乐意看见普天下都向神欢呼。
And he really wants to see that all the earth will shout for the joy to the Lord.
因为为什么
？Why？
因为他认识神是神。
Because he knows who God is.
没有另外一个人配得我们的欢呼、赞美和敬拜像神一样。
No other person is worthy for this kind of praise.
没有一个人，无论他做了多大的恩德在我们身上，我们会感谢他。
No other person, doesn't matter how big a grace that they had done in our, in us.
无论他做了多少的事情，都没有像神这样伟大，做成在我们的身上。
Doesn't matter how many good things that that person had done. It's no comparison to what the Lord has done for us.
当然你知道，写诗的人这样写，他一定是认识神的。
So you know that the poet wrote this, he really knows the God.
不仅是在旧约以色列的民族国家在那个教导里面认识。
Not only in the Old Testament, in this nation, it's the Jewish people that they know, get to know God.
不仅是因为他的祖先的关系，他认识神，知道摩西的教训，知道他的法则，所以认识神。
And not because his ancestors' teaching or he knows the Moses' laws that he knows God.
你读下去，你知道这个人跟神有一个非常个别亲切的关系。
As you continue to read on, that you know that this person has a very strong relationship with the Lord.
所以他才会这样说。普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
And that's the reason he can say that, shout for the joy to the Lord all the earth.
这里提到欢呼两个字，代表他热切的盼望。
Here says the shout for, and it really represents the desire in his heart.
怎么会有这样的感觉呢？
How can he have this kind of feeling?
他一定对神有一些非常特别个人的经历。
He must have a very special, individual experience with the Lord.
虽然在这个诗篇本身里面没有告诉我们那么多背景。
Even though in, this song, didn't give us this kind of background.
但从我们自己的经历，从我们个人的人格的发展来讲，我们知道他一定是认识神。
But through our own experience that we know that this person truly knows God.
弟兄姊妹，你同意吗？
Brother and sister, do you agree?
当向神欢呼啊。
You should shout for joy to the Lord.
也许他也是看见很多时候我们神的儿女向神没有这样自动自发的感觉。
Maybe he sees that many children, the children of the Lord doesn't have this kind of desire.
所以他的诗篇里面也有一种激励性，也有一种启发性，也有一种强制性。
So,
too excited.
So there's so excited in the song.
你看见这个里面他个人的感情放在里面。普天下当向耶和华欢呼啊，你们都来欢呼啊，神的百姓都起来欢呼啊。
You can see his personal emotion in there that all the earth you should shout for the joy to the Lord.
所以我说这里他对于神的认识，对于认识神的热切，还有呢，他这里提到普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
So here you can see that how deep that he knows the Lord and you can see the word, shout for the joy, all the earth.
全天下的人，凡有生命，凡有气息的活物，都要向神欢呼赞美。
All creation in this world, whoever had the breath, should shout for the joy to the Lord.
你看普天下这个字，非常具体的代表神爱世人的心。
You can see the word all the earth that can really truly reflect the hearts that the Lord have for us.
不要说是旧约时代是这样，在新约里面，我们更加有神清楚的命令跟神正确清楚的教导。
Not only in Old Testament, but in New Testament, we really have a very clear teaching there.
当我们读到大使命的时候，主耶稣说：“向普天下传福音，你们要往全世界去，从耶路撒冷直到地极。”我们知道神的心是向着所有他的创造。
As we read the great commission, that God's command is that we should spread the gospel through the end of the earth to Judea and Samaria.
不仅这样，这篇诗写的方法叫我们看见它里面一种分享的态度和分享的能力。
And the way the poem was written, we can see that the author wants to share this feeling.
当你看到普天下三个字的时候，你要会想到神打发多少人往天下传福音。
As you see the word all the earth, then you can think of that how God has sent all those people, to the end of the world to spread His gospel.
我们每个礼拜为一个宣教士或者一个宣教的地方祷告。
Every week we have prayed for one missionary or one mission land.
我不知道全世界有多少的国家，有多少地方，有多少语言。
I don't know there's how many countries or how many languages in this whole wide world.
据我的了解，还有许许多多未得之地，还有许多言语的民族，没有人传福音给他们。
According to my understanding, I know there's a lot of places that people had never heard about gospel before.
你知道威克利夫圣经翻译会，他们已经翻到1000多种语言。
You know that this Wycliffe Bible translation, they have already translated into over 1,000 languages.
有时候你会觉得非常非常稀奇，这么深远的地方还有人住吗？
Sometimes you'll be so amazed that it's such a remote area that there's still people living there.
那天我读到一个小册子，在 internet 读上一个小故事。
That day that I had read this story in internet.
那个地方在俄勒冈州，就在美国，不是很远，就在美国。
And that place is in Oregon.
他说那个地方现在开始有一条公路进去了。
He says that that place now they finally have a highway.
但是那个公路进去以后，到那边就终点就停下来了。
But it's the end of the highway.When they approach to the town.
所以你进去旅行的话，你可以一直开车到那里，但是你回来一定要说那只好开车出来，没有往前路了，明白吗？ The highway is opened to a town in Oregon, and the road will lead into the town. But once you travel into town, the only way you can get out is all the way back.
So there's only one way.
只有一条路进去，也只有一条路出来。You didn't get a joke. People don't get a joke somehow.You don't get it.
One way in, one way out, right?
The same way in,
same way
out.
Okay.
我不能想象美国有这么荒僻的地方，你懂我意思吗？
I just can't imagine in the United States we have such a remote area.
我的脑筋很快，我想，那么在没有公路以前，什么人跑进去的呢？
And I was thinking that before that they build this highway, how people can get in?
为什么有人要住在那里呢？
Why people will leave such place?
But that's another story.
那就是另外一回事了，
跟我们今天讲的新闻没有关系哈。
It had nothing to do with.
我只是要说，现在在美国的地方都有许多人可能从来没听过福音的。
What I'm trying to point out is, even in the United States, probably there some people have never heard of gospel.
所以当你想到说普天下当向耶和华欢呼的时候，这个整体的感觉是非常强烈的。
So when you read this word, shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth, you can see the power.
所以这篇诗的开头给我们一个非常宽大的心胸。
So this beginning really broadened our views.
也给我们一个非常广阔的视野。He translated for me first. A big heart for us too.
It has a big heart for us.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
All the earth should shout for the joy to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能记住这节圣经，我相信对你属灵生命有很大的。改变
Brother and sister, if you can memorize this verse, I'm pretty sure that it will change your life.
因为这句话里面的意思已经告诉你，你需要常常喜乐欢呼。
Because here it's already told you that you should be always joy and shout to the Lord.
神的旨意要我们常常欢呼，常常喜乐。
God's command is want us to be joyful and shout for the joy to Him.
当你向神欢呼的时候，你一定是喜乐的。
As you shout for the Lord, then apparently you are very joyful.
所以我说他会改变你属灵的生命和生活。
That's why I said that it will change your spiritual life.
不仅这样，如果你把这件事情背下来之后，你的心胸会扩大，想到神所创造的万有，可能你会做一个 missionary.
And not only that, as you memorize this the Psalm 100, probably you will broaden your heart and you want to be a missionary for the Lord.
也许你不像何弟兄何姊妹他们做宣教士做了很久，但是至少你会有负担传福音。
Maybe you are not like a minister Ho and his wife that being a missionary so long, but at least you will have this burden to spread the gospel.
所以如果你能把这些圣经背下来，我相信一定会改变你。
So if you can memorize this psalm, I'm pretty sure that it will change your life.
Esther 已经被改变了。
Esther has already been changed.
他因为背了诗篇一百篇第一节，所以他常常去墨西哥做短宣，常常都当堂去想到那里的人。
Because she had memorized this verse, so that oftentimes she went for the feed the hungers and go to Mexico.
Esther, I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm telling the truth, right? 对不对？我讲是心里话，对不对？我相信神的话有这个力量改变我们。
I do believe God's word has this power, can change us.
你们刚才听见 Esther 背这节圣经，我希望每个人都把它背下来。
You just heard Esther recite this verse, and I
hope that everybody can memorize. 普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth.
我们一起来读好，一起来背好不好？普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
All the earth.
Those English speakers, please recite that too. Shout to the Lord.
Shout
What?
Shout for the joy.
Shout for the joy to the Lord.
All the earth.
All the earth. Try it again. Shout
again. Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Together. One, two, three.
Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Okay. 我相信, I think the scripture will change your life.
我相信这个会改变你的生命。
好，这里第二节、第三节讲什么？
What it says in verse 2 and 3?
一个认识神的人，一个能向神经常欢呼，心里想到神所有作为的人，会有这样的表现。第二节。
A person who knows God, who always shout for the joy to the Lord, and really will have this, that described in verse 2 and 3.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs.
你们当晓得耶和华是神。
Know that the Lord is God.
这里讲到我们一个正常的基督徒，他里面对于神甘心乐意侍奉的表现。
Here says it about a really true Christian that they have this willingness to serve the Lord.
每一个礼拜天早晨，我们在这里唱诗歌。
Every Sunday we come here to sing the songs.
有时候这个做牧师人呢实在是不大好。
Sometimes as a pastor, this something.
因为常常我们会想，这些弟兄姊妹来唱歌、来赞美、来敬拜，他们真心的还是假的？
How many times I was thinking that whether this brother and sister come here to sing a song, is this from really truly from their hearts?
是因为节目这样？
Is it because the program?
还是真正要来唱诗？
Or that they really come here truly wants to sing the song.
所以我的话并不是轻看弟兄姊妹们哈。
I really not meant to look down at you.
我也没有意思说弟兄姊妹是来假唱诗歌是假的。
I don't mean that you come here to sing the song is fake.
我主要意思就是说，到底我们唱诗是因为行礼如仪，这里安排上唱诗时间，李孝德在里面，我大家跟着唱，对不对？
What I mean is when we come here to sing the song, is because the program is like that. Because the program.
因为他在这里唱诗，所以我们不好意思当然开口了。
Or because the song leader is here to leading the song, then we have to go along with it.
或者因为 Daniel 或者是这个他们在那放幻灯，大家那么热闹，你不唱诗没有意思，对不对？
Or because of the coworkers doing those overhead projectors.
还是我们真正的心里乐意来唱诗赞美神。
Or that we really come here sing the song with a true heart.
哎，这个问题也许不该是牧师问，是应该自己问自己的。
Maybe I should not ask you this question. Maybe you should ask yourself.
这里说你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱，他里面带着极大的志愿的心态。
Here says worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. This is all of your own willingness.
所以我们今天来到主的面前的时候，我们态度如何，这个很要紧。
So when today when we come before the Lord, what is our attitude is very important.
当乐意侍奉耶和华，不仅说你们当侍奉耶和华。
He says that we should serve the Lord willingly.
如果我们只是被迫勉强来侍奉，我不侍奉没办法，因为已经是礼拜天了。
Is if we just kind of force ourselves to come to serve because it's Sunday, we have to serve.
还是你巴不得等不到明天就是礼拜天，我可以来侍奉神呢？
Or you have this heart like really looking forward to Sunday that you can come to the church to serve the Lord.
Young people, I want to tell you this.
年轻人，我要告诉你们。
Do you bring your homework to church oftentimes?
你常常把你的作业带到教会来吗？
I heard you did.
我听说你们是这样子的。
Are you such a good student that you don't want to waste any time? You want to work on your homework?
你是这样子一个好学生，不愿意花浪费任何时间做你的功课吗
？Or do you believe that because church is boring?
或者是你认为教会是太单调无聊了
？Now this psalm challenges you to treat God with gladness and willingness.
这首诗跟你挑战，我们需要来向神乐意来侍奉耶和华。
I'm very impressed this morning that two youngsters were playing drums for us.
今天早晨我印象很深刻，有两位年轻的人来打鼓。
I can see they're talented.
我可以看得出来他们是有天分的。
And I can also see that they spend time in practicing.
我也可以看得出来他们是实在是有花时间来练习。
But whether you're willingly doing it or because you pay the due, I don't know.You have to answer that to yourself.
但是你是真的是愿意来打鼓的，还是因为只是履行责任呢？我就不知道了。你必须要问你自己。
That's the only question you can ask yourself.
那只有你自己可以回答这个问题。
You know the right answers.
你知道正确的答案。
You have to do it willingly.
你必须要很乐意的来做。
所以今天我们在神的面前侍奉，如果我们的心是对的。
So today we will serve the, before the Lord if our mentality is correct.
我们的侍奉有喜乐。
Then our serving will have the, this joyfulness.
因为我们里面有喜乐，我们甘心乐意做的时候有赏赐。
Because there is, if there is a joy in our heart, we're willing to do this, that there's a reward.
当我们甘心乐意侍奉的时候，我们不是为了工价来做，是因为神，因为我们这样做得着神的喜悦，我们得着了赏赐。
As we're doing this willingness, it's not because of the wage, because that, we will please God.
不仅聚会的时候在唱诗、赞美、敬拜是这样，其实教会里每一个侍奉都是如此。
Not only during worship time that we sing the songs that we serving the Lord, any ministry in the church that we are serving the Lord.
如果我们把我们的工作当作一样侍奉，其实连世上的工作都应当甘心乐意地做。
If we treat our a job as a serving, then anything is we are the serving the, as we are serving the Lord.
我知道很多人说是啊，他付我钱多，我就乐意了。
Many people will say, yeah, they pay me salary, then I'll do it.
这是第二等的。
This is the second class.
第一等的是钱又多又乐意。
那我第一等是
钱又多又乐意。
The first one is that you get paid really high pay and then you really are willing to do it.
你知道当我出来侍奉主的时候，第一次收到奉献款。
You know that when I first come out to serve the Lord and the first time I received those offerings.
我讲到的时候，讲完到有人把一个信封给我。
After my preach sermon, and one person gave me an envelope.
我起先有点觉得不知所措，不知道该怎么办，拿了谢了还怎么办呢？
And when I accepted, I really don't know what to do with it.
结果我爆出来一句话，怎么讲的呢？
And then there's a word just burst out of my mouth. What did I say?
我说有这么好的事情啊。
And I said, it's such a good thing.
我说本来就愿意来讲道，因为讲道传福音叫人得救是我乐意做的事情。
Because I'm willing to give the sermons, I spread the gospel, I'm really willing to do this.
结果还有人给我一张支票，有什么不好呢？
And then somebody will pay me. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
我不知道这支票数目很小哈。
The amount of the check is small. A small amount.
I didn't know it was small.
Oh, I didn't know the amount of the check is small.
所以我的喜乐超过那个钱的时候，应该有的反应。
So my joyfulness really exceeds the amount.
但我这样讲的目的是要叫你们知道，我们侍奉主的人不是为了钱，是在为了心里的喜乐。
The reason I'm telling you this story is because that we are serving the Lord. It's not because the wages, it's because we're really willing to do this.
我希望你也有这样喜乐。
I really do hope that you will have this kind of joyfulness.
他说：“你们当晓得耶和华是神。”
It says that know that the Lord is God.
难道我们不知道耶和华是神吗？
Is that we don't know?
难道以色列百姓不知道吗？
Is that the Jewish people don't know that the Lord is God? It is not like that.
他这几句话的意思呢不同。他说你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Here it says, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
因为这句话的背后，当他做到你们要晓得耶和华是神的时候，他包括了底下这几点的认识。
As he says, know that the Lord is God. It's included whatever he had described, following.
今天有很多人知道耶稣是谁？耶稣是基督。
Today, many people know who Jesus is. He is the Christ.
有些人很多人知道神是独一无二的，他是以色列的神，他的名称为耶和华。
Many people know that the Lord is one and only, that He's the Lord of the Jewish people.
但是这里所说的话全是一个相连的个人跟神当中的关系。
But here what he says is all the relationship with the individual relationship with the Lord.
我们是他造的。
He made us.
也是属他的。
And we are His.
这两句话有一个重复性。
Here is this repetition here.
因为是他造的，所以我们属乎他。
Because he made us, so we are his.
这个造东西啊，你知道，我喜欢看人，我有很我有一两个朋友，他喜欢用泥土用模子造一点东西，做一点小东西。
So we're talking about make. One of my friends really like to use the clay to make things.
你知道很多人做的这些东西啊，有人把它做了以后就卖掉了，因为在店里面可以大批看到。
And some people they made it and then they'll sell it.
但是那些真正喜欢造这些东西的人呢，他造的东西不卖的。
But a person who truly likes to do this, as they made it, they don't want to sell.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
很多人做了这些泥土造个杯子啊，是拿来卖的。
Many people they made those clay cups or vase that they is for sale.
但是当你把它当做艺术品的时候，你做的是不卖的。
But if you treat it as a really art product, then you don't. It's not for sale.
也可能因为做的不大好，没人要买哈。
Maybe it's because it's not good and nobody wants to buy it.
但是呢，自己做的总是很欣赏，因为这是你的心血在其中。
But if you made this, then you really likes it.
弟兄姊妹们，神造我们有没有把我们卖掉啊
？Brothers and sisters, God made us. Did He sell us out?
还是他把卖了以后，他做了以后，他卖了以后能得什么价值呢
？If He sold us, what can He get?
我想神造我们当作珍品。
I'm pretty sure that God made us and treat us as a very precious ones.
以弗所书第二章，甚至事实上真的告诉我们，我们是他手中的杰作。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we are the treasure in His hand.
弟兄姊妹们，一个泥土做的杯子，它卖掉了以后，它的主人就不是那个作者。
It's a clay cup. If the master sold it, then it doesn't belong to the master.
我有一个杯子是 Perry 做的送我的。
I have a cup that Perry made for us.
他虽然送给我，他还是这个东西的主人。
He gave it to me, but he's still the master of this cup.
我可以用它。
I can use the cup.
但是我知道送给我的是他造的。
I will tell everybody that this is my friend Perry made it, and he gave it to me.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？这个所有权的问题，不光是金钱上的转换，不光是使用权。
And do you understand that this, the copyright is not because the transport the money or the object
or the use of it
the use of it.
因为这边很可惜，很多时候我们虽然是属于神的，但是我们没有真正的懂得什么叫属于他。
But brothers and sisters, it's so pitiful that We know that we belong to the Lord, but we really don't understand the relationship.
我们只有想到他，我们似乎他来用我们，用我们侍奉，用我们传道，用我们干什么事情。
All we understand is that we are His, that He uses us as to do His ministries.
我们忘记了当神造我们中到我们的时候，他心中那个 ownership, 那个主权，那个喜乐，那个满足，我们的归属感。
And we forgot about us, that when God made us, the ownership in His heart, the satisfaction, the joy for in His heart.
我们今天蒙救赎，神借着耶稣基督叫我们认识他是我们的救主。
Today, God, through Jesus Christ, God let us understand that He is our Savior.
当我们信主以后，我们生命蒙他蒙圣灵的工作改变了。
As we believe in the Lord.That the Holy Spirit changed our life.
所以我们守护他。
So then we belong to Him.
因为我们身上带着神的，带着耶稣基督的印记。
Because there's a seal on Jesus' seal in us.
也因为耶稣基督的印记在我们身上，他以我们为宝、为尊、为可贵的、为可爱的、为可夸耀的。
Because we have this seal of Jesus Christ in us, so He really treasured us.
像我拿了杯子给人看，这个是 Perry 做的，我心里非常满足。
As I showed the cup to my friend, I said, "This is Perry made this. I feel so satisfied."
当神拿给我们，拿着我们说，这是我的杰作。
As God holding us and said, "This is I made this."
我相信神心中有极大的满足。
I do know that there is a big satisfaction in God's heart.
我要当心一件事情。
There's one thing.
从明天开始，很多人要去做杯子送给我了。
Starting tomorrow, many people probably will make cups and give it to me.
没关系，多多益善，因为我们每一个人都是神手中的杰作。
Doesn't matter, you can give as many as you want.
每一个你做出奇形怪状、各式各样杯子都是好的，因为是你做的。
Doesn't matter the shape that you have made it. It's all good because it made by you.
这里就是诗篇所说，我们是他造的，也是属他的意思。
Here, this is what he said, that he made us and we are his.
他底下又加上两句话。
And then he added two more sentences.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
这两句话听起来又像重复。
It looks like it repeats itself.
但是当我们明白什么叫我们是他的名的时候，里面有很深的属灵意思。
But if we do understand what is His people, then there's a really deep spiritual meaning.
从生命记开始。
It's from Deuteronomy.
神就一再的告诉摩西，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
God keep telling Moses that I am your God and you are my people.
一直到以色列人要灭亡了，整个民族灭掉了。
Until the all the Jewish people will be destroyed.
尤其在何西阿书的时代，北国快要面临灭种的危险了。
And especially during Hosea, when the north the north part the north nations is almost to the end.
神一再的向他们呼召，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的民。
God repeatedly called out to them, I am your Lord and you are my people.
他说什么地方我不承认你们是我的子民，就在那地方再一次接纳你做我们的子民。
It's the place that I disowned you as my people, then I will accept you again.
你看弟兄姊妹们，在这里神的心意在子民的关系上面是一个经过几千年的经营才达到的结果。
You can see that God's heart for his people is through so many generations.
如果是神的子民，就有神的荣耀、神的形象、神的恩典、神的工作、神的能力、神的权柄、神的智慧在他们身上。
If you are God's people, then you will have this God's characters in there.
就好像今天我们说基督徒应当代表基督一样的意思。
It's just like when we said we are Christian, we should be Christ-like.
所以这里面不仅讲了一种依恋的感情，我们是他的民，也是他草场上的羊。
This is not only just talking about emotionally that we are his people and we are the sheep of his pasture.
更是说的一种代表的结果。
And it's also it symbolized.
因为我们是他的子民，就能够代表我们的神。
Because we are his people, that represents that he is our God.
弟兄姊妹们，因着这一种的关系，所以说你们当晓得耶和华是神。
Because of this relationship that we should know that the Lord is God.
其实这是我们基督徒应该知道的。
This is something that we as a Christian we should know.
至于这里说我们是他的民，是他草场的羊，这个感觉更是非常的亲密，非常的甜美，并且在整个旧约历史中间非常根基性的。
As we're talking about we are his people, the sheep of his pasture, this relationship is so sweet, and it is really a fundamental things in the Old Testament.
大卫的诗篇最出名的诗篇二十三篇说我们是他的羊，是他草场上的羊。
Psalm 23, the Psalm of David says that we are his sheep.
这里讲到羊对于他的牧人完全的信赖，完全的满足，并且因为有牧人在的时候，他有完全的保障，完全的安息。
And he talk about it as a sheep that he really totally trusts the shepherd, that he can rest in the shepherd.
当作诗人说我们是他草场的羊的时候，他对于神完全的信任，完全的依赖。
As the poet says that we are the sheep in his pasture, that tells that he really have totally trust in the Lord.
我的时间不够了。
My time is up.
第四节说，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。这又是两段重复。
Verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And it repeats itself again here.
我想我们很多的诗篇从这里，很多的诗歌从这里得的灵感。
Many songs had generated from this verse.
也是我们今天很多神的儿女已经开始学习懂得的事。
And this is something that today the children of God beginning to understand.
我只很简单的提醒一下。
I'm just simply remind you.
每次当我们进到神的面前，每次到教会里面，每次进入神的院中，进入他的殿的时候，都应当有这样态度。
Every time we come before the Lord, when coming to His the sanctuary or coming to His gates, His court, we should have this kind of mentality.
在这个感恩的季节，有许多值得感谢的事。
And this Thanksgiving season, there's so many things we can give thanks.
很多人说，哎呀，今年没有什么可感恩的事。
Many people say, well, this year I don't have too much to give thanks.
为什么没有感恩的事呢
？Why?
因为我才被 lay off.
Because I just got laid off.
而且一年三次。
And it's the third time in this year.
我实在不大感恩。
I really don't know how to give thanks.
那是因为你说你没有感恩的事。
That's because you said that you don't have anything to give thanks.
但是如果你反过来说，哎，虽然三次 lay off， 三次有工作。
But But in other words, if you say that even though I've been laid off three times, but right now I'm still have a job.
而且从前的工作，我觉得我离开也好，因为我有更新的发展。
And as I think back, we left my old job and coming to the new job is actually it's better for me.
当然，我不是说只要你有这个积极的思想就解决问题。
I don't mean that you have this kind of aggressive attitude to solve the problem.
即便在一切困难中间，有一件事情。
Even though in very in difficulties.
今天你我还活着有气息。
That's one thing. As long as we still have the breath.
我告诉你。也许你们年轻人 maybe the young people didn't understand this.
也许你们年轻人不了解。
But when you're growing older, you lose your health.
但是当你年纪增长的时候，你的健康也每况愈下。
So every day you live, you appreciate much more than before.
所以每一天你活着呢，你都会有一个真的有个感恩的心。
When the Lord still lendeth me His breath, I praise Him.
那 是神给我们这个口这个气息还有一口气的时候我们就要感谢神
你知道 Hezekiah King Hezekiah 西西家王当他病得要死的时候
As a King Hezekiah when he really ill
他知道已经没有活着的希望了
He knows that there's no hope for him to survive
甚至神也宣布他你要死了
Even God has saying that declared that he's going to die
但是他祷告他流泪
Even he pray and he cry.
神听见他的祷告，看见他的眼泪。
God heard his prayer and saw his tears.
所以他给他十五年，增加十五年的寿命。
So God had given him 15 more years.
这也不错哈。如果我们知道还有十五年寿命，我们这十五年会好好活。
Isn't that not bad? Huh? If we know that we have 15 years more to go, then we really can live in good quality.
西西家病得痊愈，就作诗起来赞美神。
And as the king healed from the illness, and he come to serve the Lord.
他说什么
？What did he do？
活人必称谢耶和华。
He said that the living person should give thanks to the Lord.
因为他知道，只有活人能够称赞你，死的人下阴间的人不能赞美你的诚实。
Because he knows that only the person who had the breath can give thanks to the Lord.
哎呀，我相信西西家经过病得要死的经历之后，他活起来，他特别感谢神恩典。
I do believe that as the king, because through this experience, he really truly knows how to give thanks to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，假如你只有十五年可以活
，Brother and sister, if you only have 15 years to live,
你是不是应该为着每一天活着的时间感谢神？
Won't you give thanks to the Lord for every day that you are alive?
感谢赞美不是借着环境，是我们跟神的关系来的。
So giving thanks is not depends on the environment. It is our relationship with the Lord.
如果你今天赞美不出口，感谢不出口，恐怕是你跟神的关系不大对。
If you don't have anything to praise the Lord or give thanks to the Lord, maybe because the relationship is not right.
你里面有许多的抱怨，不是神的问题，是你的问题。
If you have many complaints every day, it's not God's It's not because God, it's because yourself.
而且如果你跟神的关系对了以后，你感谢赞美是自然出来的。
If you are the correct and the right relationship with the Lord, then you should have a lot of things to give thanks.
第五节说，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Verse 5 says, For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
弟兄姊妹们，这是旧约里面讲到神的爱最具体的一个形容。
And brothers and sisters, this is an Old Testament. It talks about God's love.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹多少人喜欢读旧约。
I don't know how many of you really enjoy reading Old Testament.
有时候我巴不得我能够只讲旧约，专讲旧约，补足弟兄姊妹在旧约方面的缺乏。
Sometimes I really hope that I can just only talk about Old Testament.
整个旧约它主要的结论就在这几句话里面。
The whole Old Testament, its conclusion is this.
为什么可以这样说？
Why I say that?
因为当摩西要认识神的时候，神怎么对他宣告？
Because when Moses wants to know God, what did God declare to him?
诗篇不，出埃及记三十四章，在那里，摩西和耶和华一起站在那里宣告神的名，耶和华，耶和华是有荣耀的。
And Exodus chapter 34, Moses and God were standing there, and Moses would declare God's name.
在这里神把最要紧的事情跟摩西一同向以色列百姓宣告。
God give the most important things and give it to Moses to declare to the people.
神并不缺少什么，好像要人服侍他。
God do not have anything want that he want people to serve.
神也不是没有能力可以自己做成一切的事。
God has the power that he can do anything.
但是神的心中最重要一件事情是叫人能够认识他。
But the most important thing that God wants is that people can know him.
要叫人认识神是怎么样一位神。
That people will get to know what kind of God is he.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得是不是你有很多知心的朋友，真实的朋友。
Brother and sister, I don't know if you have a true friend.
我上前几次告诉大家说，现在到了这年龄，所碰到的朋友大部分都是老朋友。
As I mentioned to you, that's my age right now, my friend is only old friends.
这个周末，我太太跟几位真正的老朋友见面。
This past weekend, my wife had meet her really true friends.
是多老呢？
How old are they?
我不能告诉你。
I cannot tell you.
我只告诉你是小学同学。
I can tell you is the friends from elementary school.
这个三个人在一起的时候，他们中间彼此的认识不需要解释。
The three of them, when they get together, they don't have to explain the understanding of each other.
而且尤其特别的，这三位现在都在组里面。
Especially all three of them, that they are Christians.
弟兄姊妹，你最好的朋友不是给你钱最多的朋友。
Brother and sister, your best friend is not the person who gives you money.
而是真正认识你的人。
Is that the person who truly knows you?
这就是神盼望从我们得着的。
And this is what God wants from us.
他要我们认识他是怎么样一位神。
He wants us to know what kind of God he is.
所以他在这里跟摩西宣告，耶和华，耶和华是有丰盛慈爱怜悯为万人存留。
And here Moses declared that Jehovah is he has the love for and from generation to generations.
他说他不以有罪的为无罪。
He won't take the sinner as
他要罪就罪，因为以色列人刚刚得罪神。
He wants to the sinner to pay the price.
他说他万不以有罪无罪，要自负己子，追讨直到三四代。
He won't take the sinners as non-sinners. He will make them to pay the price from the father to the grandchildren.
你说咦，奇怪，这个跟周牧师你讲的不大一样啊。
And he says, well, this is different what you have said.
你不是告诉我们说神是慈爱的吗？
Didn't you tell us that God is full of love?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有懂得为什么神必须在这里宣告这句话呀？
Do you understand why God declared that?
就是因为神必须审判以色列人，所以他赶快说，我不是这样子的，我必须审判，但是我其实不是这样子的，你明白吗？
Is that God says that because he have to have this trial for the Jewish people, but he declared to them that I'm not this kind of God.
以色列人敬拜金牛犊，神必须把金牛犊毁灭，必须惩罚以色列人，必须不让他们进迦南。
The Israelites to worship the golden cow, so God has to punish them.
所以他必须再一次宣告说，耶和华是有慈爱的，有丰富的恩典，为千万人存留。
So that's why he has to declare that God has the love that from generation to generation.
当摩西听见神说断不以有罪的无罪，他就赶快在那里俯伏敬拜，因为摩西懂得神必须这样做。
So as Moses heard the Lord says that he will never take the sinners as non-sinners, so he bowed down and worshiped the Lord.
他在这里请求神的赦免。
He asked God's forgiveness.
但是神没有把话停在这里。
But God didn't stop right there.
神摩西的祷告打断了神的话，不如说神宣告之后，宣告他的审判之后，要快快宣告他的慈爱。
Because Moses' prayer had interrupted God, so after that he has to declare his loveliness.
弟兄姊妹，你读懂了吗？圣经里这段话。
Brothers and sisters, do you understand this?
如果没有摩西，如果没有以色列敬拜金牛犊的事情。神还没有这么迫切需要宣告。
It's not because the Israelites worship the golden cow that the Lord won't say this.
因为以色列百姓犯罪。
Because the Israelites have sinned.
神怕他们误会。
God's afraid that they were misunderstood.
所以快快告诉他们说，他有千万的慈，他有慈爱为千万的人存留。这里说他的慈爱存到永远。
So that he has declared that he has the lovingness to the from generation.
他的信实存到万代。
And his faithfulness will continue through all generations.
因为神应许他们要进入迦南。
Because God had promised them to the land of the promised land.
神说好像这样说，神说对不起，我要审判你，可是我还是要把你带到迦南去啊。
It looks like God says that I have to give you a trial because your sinful act, but I have to, but I will guide you to the promised land.
因为我是信实的，我是慈爱的。
Because I am faithful and I am a loving God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，做事的人认识神的心意，认识他所侍奉的神是怎样一位神。
Brothers and sisters, this poet knows God's heart and knows who God is.
我盼望今天我们所有神的儿女都这样欢喜诚实的心来侍奉神。
I do hope that all God's children will have this joyful heart to while they serve the Lord.
我们再一起读一遍接触今天的信息好吗？
Let's read it again.
来，我们站起来读这篇诗。
Let's all rise and read this.
大声读，从我们心里面读出来。
Do it out loud. Read it out loud.
大家一起读诗篇第100篇称谢诗。
Psalm 100, a song for giving thanks.
我们一起来读。普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。阿门。
阿门。请坐。Please have seat. Let's pray.
Hallelujah, 赞美我们的主，赞美我们的神。
Hallelujah, praise our Lord, praise our God.
我们心中何等欢喜，因为我们认识你是怎样一位神。
How joyful we are because we know who you are.
我们真愿意存着诚实欢喜的心前来侍奉你。
We really want to serve you with a true heart.
祝我们的心中充满了欢喜，要赞美进入来到你的面前。
Lord, we are really full of joyfulness that we want to come into to you.
但愿因着我们是你操场的羊，因着我们是你的名，叫你的名也得着荣耀。
Because we are your people, we are the sheep in your pasture, that you will be glorified because of us.
主耶稣，我们把一切的赞美敬拜都来归给你。
Lord Jesus, we want to give all the praise and glory to you.
我们也要赞美你的慈爱，赞美你的诚实。
We want to praise your lovingness and your honesty.
直到永永远远，世世代代。
From generation to generations.
Amen.
Amen.